I wanted to learn who I was because I didn't know. I didn't know anything. My parents never talked to us about our culture. They were trying to get us away from Tlingit culture. In fact, they quit the potlatches and things like that because they said, the missionaries said we were idolaters, worshipping idols, our totem pole, our crests. And I wanted to learn, and so I looked for a dance group to join. And so my sister, my youngest sister, belonged to a dance group called the Juno Tlingit Dancers, and I thought, well, I guess I'll just start with them. And they were about 2 weeks more to go to put on a performance, and our traditional leader was my aunt Cecilia Kuntz. And I let her know that I was interested in drumming, and so she wasn't really teaching me. I had to just kind of watch. When we got to the day that we were having the show, I hadn't learned the songs yet. I didn't even know how to sing the songs or anything. Our regular drummer, song leader, she quit that day, the day we were having the program. And Cecilia led some of the songs when we were having the program. And she came over and handed the drum to me. She didn't say anything. She just gave it to me. I got up there, up on the stage, and I thought, oh, no. I'm supposed to lead these people. I don't even know the song. And standing there, terrified, didn't know what to do. I can't tell you what we did. It was just too terrifying for words. But anyway, because I didn't want to be put in that situation again, I took it upon myself to learn the songs. And I became a song leader after that. And when we moved here, I inherited the Gay Sun Dancers because my sister passed away. And now I'm the traditional leader for this group. Like Austin used to always say, the songs are our history. Our names are our history. That was our history when we sang a song.